Start to the Torah, Northwest London, Wednesday, 4th of Elul, 31st of August, Rabbi Shlomo Kruger, Shlita, Pasach HaShavua, and Tshuva. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Torah regulars and friends of Graham Summers, in memory of his late father, Bernard Summers, Beryl Boruch Ben Moshe Yosef Zichron Levrocha, who was nifted on the 19th of Av. We all miss you, Graham, and wish you a Chaim Aruchim in good health.
This week's Sedra, we have over here a mitzvah, Sum Tosim Alecha Melech. We are commanded by the Torah to place upon ourselves a melech, an authority figure. And there's a clause to this mitzvah that Lesucho Loseis Alecha Ish Nochri. The melech must come from the Kerev Achicha. Now, the Mishpatei Torah for sure are commandments from the Eibishter that we are obligated in. However, if we can understand them, then we can become not only Naaseh, but Nishma as well. Now, this mitzvah is extremely understandable. A society, in order to function, has to have an authority figure. Yidu alachem shteitim amas asel charov, and mispalal b'shleim eshal malchus. We find that Mordechai HaTzadik protected Achashverosh, even though he had personal reasons to get rid of him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, yidu protected and gave kavod to Pharaoh. And we see that there are two different adonim. There's the authority figure, the ability to command authority, and there's the chacham, who's the enea eda. And the authority figure may be also a chacham, very nice. And if he's not, he can still play a crucial role in society as keeping order. I'm going to digress for a moment to the topic of tshuva and geula. And then, mitzvah Hashem, we will explain how this mitzvah of Tosim Alecha Melech is relevant to tshuva and to el. Now, we find a number of reasons for the chuban. Before I say some reasons, just to preface that it's a well-known phrase, birds of a feather stick together. Now, when we are similar to the Eibishter, we are doma to his midas. The Eibishter has midas, the Yugim or midas, we are doma to his midas. The Eibishter comes close, and the gula happens. The gula may happen in stages. The more closer he comes, the less golus is, and the less severe is. If we are chas v'chalila not so similar, the Eibishter recedes. Now, one of the reasons given, the famous reason, is sinner. Chofetz Chaim brings it. Sinner is a direct stira to the midah of chesed. One of the midahs of the Eibishter is Rav Chesed, and Rosh Hashiva or Gershon Shlita. We've heard him say that there's a classic expression of chesed. Chesed has many forms. One of the expressions that he explains to us is that someone, Chover is guilty, he is at fault, dal chaschus, meaning give him his milas, give him his tchuyus. In this case, dal chaschus means look, dal chaschus means look at his other milas. And this is a form, extreme form of chesed. Give him his other milas, and this will protect and prevent sinner. Now, another reason given is an unusual reason, is anova. Actually, the Gemara in Gittin says that the and the Nusay Shalavi Zachariah. The Gemara in Gittin is in the Vav, I believe. The and the Nusay Shalavi Zachariah ben Avkulos Ichrivu es Beis Seinu. Another defined in the Chumash by Rashi is somebody capable of a shuffle of the summer, somebody capable of putting up with people. Now, Rabbi Zachariah put up with Bar Kamsa, he didn't get rid of him, and as a result, Bar Kamsa was malshin and it caused a chulbin. Now, one of the midas of the Eved is Rachmanis. We know that Tosfos Bava Kama says, Le'olam Lishmor, Yosa Lishmor Vesha Yazek, Vesha Yuzak. It's more important for a person to protect, make sure that he doesn't mazik others than get Nizak damaged himself. Because it makes sense, because someone who is damaged may face a hospital experience, and someone who damages may face a court case in this world and the next. And Bava Kama was holding by damaging. Rabbi Zachariah should have had Rachmanis. One of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum. He should have had Rachmanis, and he should have got rid of him. Ironic. Usually, Anova is protecting. Yeah, in this case, the Anova was a stira to Rachum. He should have had Rachmanis on Bar Kamsa and made sure that Bar Kamsa didn't hurt anybody. Another reason given, a not so famous reason, is the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota mentions that there was a melech, a grandson of Herod Gurdas, who was unfit to be a melech. And this Agrippus, who was a grandson, was Motzei Shvius, Bishnat Shminis, is a mitzvah of Hakel. He was reading the Sefer Torah, Mishnah Torah, and he got to this mitzvah of Sum Tosim Alecha Melech, and he cried. And all the who were looking at this maisa of him crying, the Mishnah tells us that they said to him, Achina Ata, Achina Ata. And the Gemara explains that when they said these words, Achina Ata, the Gemara says that the Sona Yisrael Mishchai Vakilya. Now the Gemara doesn't use the Russian Yisrael, it uses the Sona Yisrael because the Gemara didn't want to say the words Sona Yisrael, so it said, didn't want to say Am Yisrael, so it said it kilu, like talking about the Sona Yisrael, but it means Khalila, Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara mentions that they were Chai Vakilya, which is not exactly the word Chuban, but it's Mavua, that it means the goddess. So this Gemara is Birambiza, and one of the Sibas, the Gemara is clear, the Gemara is saying, one of the Sibas of the Golas is flattery. Now flattery is, you know, they say that true, real, small compliments build people, and exaggerated, untrue comments belittle people. So this midah of flattery is the direct stira to the midah of the Eved, which is truth, emes, rav chesed be'emes, and it creates a Golas. Now there's another point in this Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions that he didn't sit in a Azara. This Agrippus, who was from Karl, the Bodim, and Gerim, and not fit for a Melech, did not sit in a Azara. There's a halacha that only the Malchay Beis David may sit in a Azara. So here we have this person who is a Melech, where he shouldn't be, and he is praised, Shalchu Chachamim, for not sitting in a Azara. So this is Toim Bia, it requires explanation. Over here, the Chachamim are praising this man for not sitting the Azara, not looking at, not projecting himself and presenting himself as a full-fledged Melech. At the same time, moment by moment, minute by minute, he's Shakua, he's negating this mitzvah, Sum Tosim Alecha Melech, the Kerev Achicha. So this is Toim Bia. How can the Chachamim praise this man when he is projecting himself as a Melech, but just not like a full-fledged Melech? Why are they praising him? So before I answer this question, if I could just preface, if I could just makdim that like this. How do we define tshuva? We could define tshuva as coming out of a difficult place, a dangerous place. Let's say that the Midbar was certainly dangerous, but it was less dangerous than Mitzrayim. He's coming out of a dangerous place. So this person, he is when he didn't sit in a zara, what he's doing is a ziva sachet. At that point, he's holding by a ziva sachet. He is holding by a ziva sachet. And when he does a ziva sachet, he is creating for himself a personal geula. As I explained, tshuva, the etzem, is a geula. It's coming out of a dangerous place. The veris, like we said before, could lead to a court case. The serious thing. He's coming out of a dangerous place and he's not sitting in the Azara. And when he does that, he is poel chesed to himself. Charity starts at home. He is saying, I'm guilty, he's guilty, he is at fault, but he has other minors. He didn't sit in the Azara. Another thing he's doing is he's having rachmanis. He's protecting himself from punishment. The third thing he's doing is emes. He's giving himself, he's focusing on a small positive act that says, I didn't sit in the Hazara. Now, the Maaseh Shoshayim tells us, Mishu Bis'ala, or Ilu Bis'ala Imoy. Someone who, this is something called influence. You have heard many times in Rosh Hashiva that people are influenced, even if you don't say anything, even if they're far away. There's such a thing called influence, such a thing called influence. Now this person, but his geula, how many people, how much influence did he give others to live better lives? How many lives did he save by bringing the Eibishter a little bit closer and making the Golas a little bit less severe? Now, we said before that there's two different adonim. There's the authority figure and there is the chacham, the tzaddik. Similar to tshuva. It's a similar concept to tshuva. We have the Kovitz Lava teaching us that Reu Tzadikim Balei Tshuva. Very nice. If you have the tzaddik as a Bal Tshuva, who's Osek Bekiyum Mitzvah Tshuva, that's very nice. Nice, but it doesn't have to be. You can have someone who's not a tzaddik, like this man, who's Shekhoi in Chet. But he was Osek in Tshuva. He was Osek in Aziva Sachet. And in this Aziva Sachet, he was Poel Yeshuas for himself and for others. Now, Elo can be very daunting. When it approaches Elul, when there's so many points and the kudas that are bothering us. But if we would appreciate that one small concrete act can have awesome and extreme effects on a functioning society. It's like we said, the melech, the authority figure, is crucial for a functioning society. Someone who does a small positive, real act can have a crucial role in a functioning society. Clear?
Josh.
Don LeShuv finished at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. They didn't. They didn't.
Where should we go?
I'm going to speak to the...